Welcome, everybody, to the Chamber of Her Liquid Secrets. Thank you for joining me tonight. I wanted to mention my name. My name is Reverend Alina Yannicello, and my new spiritual name is Star Mother. Before I start my podcast, I will also add that if you would like to connect up more with me, you can go to my Instagram page. And you can get to my Instagram page by going to Flying Mermaid Dakini. That's FLYING MERMAID DAKINI, all lowercase. So, welcome, dear listeners, tonight. I think I really wanted to start my podcast out with saying that I wanted to thank all of my listeners for listening to my previous podcast. I've had quite a few people listen. And it really makes me feel awesome inside to know that people are listening to my words. If you enjoy my podcast, please favorite it. I would love for you to get all of my podcasts if you enjoy what you are hearing. So, tonight, I wanted to take us on a journey. But, of course, if you've been here before, we don't really know where the journey is going. I have a small little outline, very tiny, and I have a picture. I will also be posting this picture up to my Instagram page, probably with a small video talking about the picture and what the actual meaning is. So if you want more information, please go to my Instagram page, because you will also get a visual of the picture and the story that I'm going to tell all of you tonight. So, tonight, as I close my eyes and I turn off a few of the lights to channel the information that I'm going to tell all of you tonight. But right before I do so, I will say that all of my words, all of my thoughts, and all of my stories, and all of my pictures are all copyrighted and heart printed by myself and Source. So with that, tonight, we are going to step into the Flying Mermaid Dakini's boat. Cosmic boat, that is. Do I know exactly what the boat is at this point in time? Well, it's taking shape. It's taking shape. But I will say that the boat is a mermaid. It actually started out as a wooden boat that came into my heart. And I remember sketching it down, and then I started feeling that the boat was alive. But in this boat, it's a ship that shapeshifts into whatever the goddess feels as though she wants to be. So in this boat, I am feeling like she's telling me she would like us all to join hands and hearts on this broadcast into a beautiful, magical circle of people. That believe in the words, I'm possible, instead of the word impossible. In order for us to know and feel the words, I'm possible, we have to believe in our imagination. So as we hold all of our hands together in this beautiful circle, I'm helping to bring us all inside the magical mermaid boat that has wings. And as we all step inside this boat, this ship, this cosmic ship, she takes us deep into the ocean. In this magical ocean of luxurious water, we realize as it touches our skin that this is where we came from, was the magical water. It's a portal to the imagination. And there's a part of me that keeps feeling like I want to say that we are delving into the center of this magical circle inside the ocean, where the heart of creation is. As we dive down deep into the waters, we learn how to breathe under her water. We're no longer afraid because we become the water. And as I motion everyone to swim as a mermaid would do into the center of this ocean, this quiet, peaceful, luminescent water, we see in the center her beautiful, magical tree. When I made this picture that I'll be posting to Instagram, she spoke to me of her shape-shifting abilities. So it is very hard to find her, you see. Because just when you think you have her figured out, oh no. She wants to remain a mystery. Just enough to give you a few crumbs, cosmic breadcrumbs, that is, along the way, to help find bits and pieces of her, you see. So in the picture I will describe to you, she has feet that melt into the roots of her tree. And the tree is, in this picture, black, but it's always changing. And she tells me she is a spiraling tree. She has branches that spiral and spin and weave into other aspects of her unfolding, you see. In the center of the tree, if you start going up her body, which is in the center, you go up to her legs, you go up to her yoni, her yoni. She has arms and a neck and a face and hair that moves, you see, moves in the water. And her hair becomes more spirals up to where the leaves are. But they're not really leaves, you see. They're spirals. And different pictures emerge in the uppermost part of her tree. And the pictures change and move into other things. So in her tree, in this picture that we see under the ocean, she has a right branch that is spiraling, and she has a left branch that is spiraling. They're quite large, actually, in this picture. And as I'm speaking to her, she says that different things grow on her branches. whatever she so desires. On the picture that I made on the left side, attached to her spiraling branch, is a chrysalis. And she's telling me that the spiraling branches on the left and the right are actually aspects of her womb. And her navel is where everything kind of grows from. It's where the tree branches spiral out from. So on her left spiraling branch is a chrysalis. And she tells me that this is how things grow on her, is through the chrysalis. She tells me in the beginning of the beginning, when the tear fell from the sky and came down into her tree, which was the tear of separation from the heart in the center. She tells me she had to find a way to grow twin flames, you see. A way that was magical. Mysterious. On her tree. So in her imagination, she crafted a way to grow all twin flames, you see, on her tree, in a chrysalis. She took the pattern of the butterfly and melted it into the human body. If you look at the thyroid, it's the shape of a butterfly. And she made sure she implanted the butterfly blueprint in the butterfly bones of the hips and the glutes. If you look, you will see the butterfly pattern there, you see. It's there for a reason. She had to craft a way for twin flames. to melt into each other under the ocean. And if they made it through the phase of the chrysalis, then they would meet in the upper world. You see? So as she speaks to me on this page, she is telling all of my listeners that she gave us clues breadcrumbs, cosmic breadcrumbs on the path. A little bit here, a little bit there. Just enough to whet our appetite. Just enough to help lure us into our own becoming. Way too much information, way too fast, wouldn't work. It had to be done incrementally. Small, tiny bites at a time. Incorporated into our human body. Because when the droplets fell from the sky, that were really meant to be one, but they had to sever, you see, to save everything. They had to forget who they were. And what they were really here to do. So as the droplets fell into the ocean, their drops would magnetize to each other, you see, under the ocean. The two drops that had been severed they felt like they were blind and deaf. Two twins that cannot see nor feel each other. You see, the pain immense. You see, she keeps telling me that the chasm or the chasm between them was wide, yet they're right beside each other, but they cannot see nor feel or hear each other. You see, it had to be kept that way. The mystery. The pain, the depth, in order for them to survive, you see. Yes? As we're here, still under the ocean, she talks to me and breathes into me of why it had to be done this way. Through small bits, small morsels, a little bit at a time, you see. She had to keep it very small and tiny in order for it to survive. Yes. She had to keep the droplets like children, so they couldn't understand. Because something tried to delete the program of love. And she wouldn't have it. The whole reason for everything that is because of her love. So she protected everything, you see. Everything. That's why she did it. Even taking on the blame of the apple. If that's what she needed in order for the two droplets to survive and melt together under the ocean in the chrysalis, she would do it. Without hesitation, you see. Her love, that strong, that brave, that courageous. She knew no bounds. And they were trying so hard to delete the program of love. So, under the ocean, she kept them separate, but yet almost together, so they could figure it out, you see, separately. And then when they met, they could figure it out together and grow in their love. And as they grow in their love, they would bloom it upon the earth, you see, as medicine, to make everything whole again. So these two droplets that were once a beautiful heart had to sever themselves, you see, to save everything. And when they found each other again and melted together inside the chrysalis, and they knew everything would be okay. But they had to push out of the chrysalis and grow upon the earth a little bit at a time, you see. A little bit at a time. So couldn't be seen, only in small bits, here and there, you see? In her eyes, in the middle of the tree, under the ocean, they are closed, but she is dreaming of a way. Dreaming how to make things beautiful again. She dreamt of the most perfect way. Perfect. To carry the two droplets as one in each and every one of us. Inside the center of our hearts. That's right. Everybody is supposed to have a twin flame, you see. That's why a lot of people are going crazy. Crazy. The craziness is from the two droplets that are really one, you see, and it's making them go crazy, and it's being acted out in the world. Being able to touch it, not touch, because they're still apart, and we know that we're not supposed to be. Yeah. That's why you see all the craziness in the world at this point in time. But she tells me the time is at hand when the two droplets meet inside each one of our hearts. They come together inside our heart at the center. And you will feel it. Not all the time, but sometimes she does this at night when we are dreaming. In the dreaming cave behind our eyelids. She lights the seed inside our heart. She tells me she like blows on them like a flame. Like how you would blow on a flame to make the flame stronger. She uses her breath to do this as we're sleeping. Little bits here and there. Using the synchronicity of everyday life to help awaken us to this, you see. That's right. So, her spiraling tree spirals all kinds of things. Animals, plants, hearts, whatever she desires. Her branches spiral into whatever makes her happy, joyful. So her joy her love was put into the chrysalis, into the two drops, you see? Within the chrysalis, the two drops melted into each other and they became one. Which is the twin flame blueprint. Once they melted into one, they knew that the blueprint of love would never be deleted again. And that heaven on earth would be seated, you see. But when they were born onto the earth in human form, they had to forget about the depth of their love, you see. They had to forget it because the forgetting was a way to protect. And as we look onto the earth today, with all the people walking around, really in circles, really going nowhere. I'm not saying they're all like this, but you can see the craziness rising. It's because the divine twin flame template is getting further apart to get closer. It's like things are not really falling apart. They're really falling together. She says. And she says it had to be this way to protect everything. And she says she knows it's been very difficult. It's been very painful. And the woman's template had to be the one to really remember. Because the brainwashing is way higher with the male species. Yes. It is. The brainwashing of the male species of this planet is through the male's orgasm. But she tells me that the goddess herself is the creatress of the orgasm, you see. So as the orgasm has been fed into the forgetting, it's going to gather momentum into a feedback loop, you see. To where it will start remembering about the depth of the love that the twin flames have for each other through the orgasm. The information will be disseminated through not only dreams, but the orgasm itself, you see. Why? Because the goddess is the creatress of the orgasm and the cosmic orgasm, which is, I won't even say more powerful, because that word is not strong enough. How we have orgasms right now is nothing compared to what it's going to be, you see. And it's not going to be used for evil. So she is going to take over, and she's taking over in small increments. So within the tree under the ocean, she dreamt of a way to birth the twin flames, creating the butterfly pattern that is embedded within the human body, the butterfly bones, extends through the hips and the glutes. And if you look at the bone structure, it looks just like a butterfly. That's for a reason. She also tells me she gathers pearls at the bottom of the ocean. And the pearls are the ancestors. See, all the memories, all the dreams ever dreamt, everything. And to the stars and beyond. As her body wakes and her eyes open in the middle of the tree, she sees your face and your ancestors that came before you. She also does not understand why people dislike the color black. Because she is every color, you see. She's also told me to tell the people that are racist to go look in the mirror. And if you really hate the color black, take a knife and gouge your eyes out because your pupil is black. She says, oh, so you're not going to do that? You're going to go against your belief of hating the color black? Why? Because it hurts your eyes and you'll be blind? But you're already blind, she says, because you don't really see. I made you in every color because it's magical and it's love, you see. To be racist against the color black is to say you're against being a pupil. A pupil is a student, and everybody is a student, you see. Everybody. She sends all of her children love and tells me that she will be seeing all of you in your dreams, helping you to awaken the seeds that she has planted inside your heart. As your seeds blossom and bloom inside your own heart, it blooms your destiny, because within destiny is the tiny seed, tiny seed. It was a promise that was made from the beginning of time. To seed every single heart with the potential of true destiny, you see. The destiny to flower and bloom heaven on earth and heaven in every heart. As all of my listeners and I grab a hold of each other's hands, we float inside the space of love in her ocean, creating magic and wonder and mystery and love. As we float up to the top of the ocean, swim out onto the shore, and her boat, her ship, is still under the ocean, but we can go there anytime we want. Just realize, during the day and during the night, she's watering the seed inside the center of your heart. She's calling forth all of her star seeds from all of the stars and beyond. For the ocean is a portal to the stars. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening for this story tonight. This is Reverend Elena Yannicello. My spiritual name is Star Mother. I'm here to help guide and teach the way to the stars that are inside your own heart. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. Till next time.